Yes, this is the ghetto. Showing up now.
Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Earl Ingram. I'm guest hosting for Maggie Dawn. And listen, I do a thing every Monday called Motown Monday. So I brought my music with me. And I have dedicated this 2 hours to the life and legacy of a great man, former President Jimmy Carter. There's nowhere I'd rather be right now than having a chance to witness one of the greatest servants that ever lived. That's who Jimmy Carter was. And so because people don't know, he doesn't get the credit that he deserves. He'll go down in history as not a great president. But you know what? We're going to cover some things that Jimmy Carter did as a president that many presidents wish they could have accomplished. He did some marvelous things as a president, even though he was criticized and ridiculed. In 1985, the Iran-Contra crisis will forever be, you know, stamped on Jimmy Carter and, you know, the hostages that were taken. And I never will forget, it's probably when I first, as a young man, really paid any attention to who Jimmy Carter was. And so there were hostages held by Iran. And American hostages. And the nation was wreaking just havoc on President Carter to do something. Do something. Rescue the hostages. And he was receiving so much pressure from the right. And so he spent 3 nights, and then we'll forget this, in the White House, sleeping on the couch, trying to negotiate to get those hostages freed. And it wasn't going very well. You may remember this if you've been around as long as I have, but if you haven't, this is the story. And look it up for yourself. And he was pressed into a rescue attempt of those hostages in Iran. I never will forget it. And so the military devised a rescue plan, and former President Jimmy Carter agreed to it, and they sent a couple helicopters in the desert where, you know, back in 1985, the technology certainly wasn't what it is today. And so 2 helicopters crashed with American soldiers who were part of the rescue mission. And Jimmy Carter cried for 24 hours. You may say, what a weak man. Which is what the society said. He's too weak to be the president of the United States. But what they didn't see and what Jimmy Carter had to say was those men who lost their lives had families and loved ones and children. And it was one of the worst times in the history of his life. He wept. He wept for 24 hours because he was talked into that mission. It failed. But again, this weeping was because of the loss of life. Let me do this. Our phone lines open at 855-752-4842. You know, I'm going to do this with or without you. I know the story, and I can talk about it for the next 24 hours because I know the quality of what that man was. Jimmy Carter led the clean-up maintenance crew that managed the nuclear meltdown in one of the experimental NRX reactors of the Atomic Energy of Canada. During the salvage exercise, he drew on all the years of experience he had with the U.S. Navy's nuclear submarine program. Carter and the cleanup crew literally put their lives in harm's way as they tried to clean radioactive water that had flooded the reactor's basement. Carter was very apprehensive about the development of the neutron bomb during his presidency, owing to the horrific conditions he witnessed at Chalk River Laboratories Atomic Energy in Canada. Jimmy Carter was a champion of racial integration in schools in America. The passion of his was seen beginning around the 1950s when he encouraged his community to be more tolerant and accepting of racial integration. Following the U.S. Supreme Court case Brown versus the Board of Education in 1954, Carter lobbied very hard to get folks in Plains, Georgia to accept the court's rulings. He used his position on the Sumter County School Board to propagate this message very effectively. As a member of the state of Georgia Senate between 1963 and 1967, Jimmy Carter was involved in a host of social and economic programs. For example, he served as the chairman of the West Central Georgia Planning and Development Commission, where he was responsible for distributing federal and state grants to a number of social initiatives. In his second term, he was briefly chairman of the Education Committee, where he successfully secured funding for four-year programs at his alma mater, Georgia Southwestern College. Let's go to Tom from Madison. Good morning to you. Good afternoon to you, Tom. I'm used to doing the morning show.
Hey,
so I'm
good afternoon.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I just remembering Jimmy Carter is just such an amazing callback. It's kind of a slap in the face to wake you up to see just how horribly things have gone in the MAGA world that we can even suggest having something like Trump as president when you compare it to men who had
character,
honor, who had
character.
Character, exactly. So thank you for doing this today, and please go on, because there are millions of people younger than us who have no idea about Jimmy Carter and have no idea what the presidency of the United States used to look like.
You know, Tom, I am going to continue this for the entire duration of the show, and it's nowhere near enough to talk about the accomplishments of this great man. Thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Thank you for listening. En route to becoming the 76th governor of Georgia, Jimmy Carter defeated Carl Sanders at the Democratic primary. He went on to defeat Republican George Wallace at the 1970 gubernatorial election. As governor, he was at the forefront of so many initiatives that tackled racial discrimination. Time magazine even featured him in a cover illustration describing him as the new face of the progressiveness in the South. Although very frustrating to the Georgia Senate, he earned the admiration of Georgians for refusing to partake in political favors and backslapping. He embarked on a restructuring program of the state government in order to reduce costs. He is credited with comprising over 300 state agencies into a little bit fewer than 30. Carter also promoted human rights in the state by establishing Georgia Human Rights Council to tackle issues such as police brutality and other prison reforms. Let's go to Dick from Madison. Good morning. Good afternoon to you, Dick. Long time no hear from.
Great show, Earl. Yeah, the integrity, the dignity, the honesty, everything about him and then what we've morphed to now is just pathetic. Here's a guy, you know, everything you brought up is immensely interesting. I mean, I'm the same age as you. How about, I remember him when he went to 2 or 3 Mile Island, and with his background, you weren't going to pull the wool over his eyes. And I could see it, the look of the people that were touring or taking him through the plant. And if you would have morphed forward or moved forward another year and a half to Reagan, they could have told that man anything and he would have believed it. And by the way, too, the hostage thing was extended illegally.
Yes.
By Reagan. And that's just so out of line what he did to keep that. And then they were released on Inauguration Day right after he was inaugurated.
You know, Dick, if the contrast between that man and his time as the President of the United States and his morals, he is without question, I'll tell you, two men come to mind in my life that took the moral high ground more so than any others. That's Dr. Martin Luther King and Jimmy Carter. And people may say they may not mention Jimmy Carter, but that's because they don't know anything about Jimmy Carter. They don't know anything about the accomplishments of this man and what he did.
One other thing. Can you just imagine? He was ahead of his time.
When absolutely.
You think about the things he was trying to do. Think where we'd be on climate change if we would have followed his lead.
He was brilliant.
He was already on that. Yeah, he was.
He was absolutely brilliant, and people laughed at him. And even today, they make mockery of him because they say, well, he wasn't very smart. He was one of the worst presidents we ever had. Well, that's because people don't know. And it's the reason that I'm going to take this time and go through part of the legacy of that great man. You know, I'm not expecting to change the minds of people who don't know anything about him. You know, if they can read, they certainly can find out because the information is there. I challenge those in this listening audience who condemn that man, who follow what they hear from Republican talking heads, to read for themselves and see that they won't find another president in the history of this nation that ever accomplished most of the things that Jimmy Carter did and was as a humanitarian. He was a humanitarian first and last. Hey, Dick, thank you very much for the call. As Georgia's governor, Jimmy Carter vetoed a very controversial plan by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to build a dam on the Flint River in Georgia. Riding on campaign themes of optimism, change, and equality, Carter secured a good win against incumbent President Gerald Ford in 1976 presidential election. The Ford administration struggled to shake up the fallout from the Watergate scandal of President Richard Nixon, hence providing a comfortable win for the Democrats. In his first few days in office, Carter issued a presidential pardon, Proclamation 4483, to all Vietnam War veterans. I told you about that. In a televised speech on April 18, 1977, President Jimmy Carter announced to the nation that there was an energy crisis. His speech was not to alarm people, but was intended to encourage the nation to use energy efficiency. He also called on major players in the industry to explore new technology and other forms of renewable energy. Carter hoped that all of these initiatives would instill a culture of energy conservation in the United States. That was in 1977. And Joe Biden and others tried to continue that, and yet it was dismissed. You tuned in to Earl Ingram, guest hosting for Maggie Dawn on the Maggie Dawn Show. We're going to keep riding this horse. 855-752-4842 is the number.
Don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing.